Hello, Times Square Church. Merry Christmas to all. What a special moment to be together on the day after Christmas. Merry Christmas to you, your family, your loved ones. We have a special place in our hearts for those who were alone or isolated during this very particular time, this very trying time. Our hearts and love are with you. What a privilege for me. You know, I have been coming to preach at Times Square Church, 51st and 52nd and Broadway for the last 37 years, every year except 2020. So it's a privilege for me today. It's an honor for me today to be here on the last Sunday of this year. The TSC pastoral team, in agreement with the elders and the leadership team, felt it important to keep you safe with the increasing cases of COVID-19 in New York City and to do only online services this weekend. I must say that I do recognize there the heart and the compassionate heart of our pastor, Pastor Tim, Cindy, and the elders, the team, who they're so fully devoted, dedicated to your well-being, to your safety, to your well-being and health spiritually, and also physically, your safety. And they are true shepherds. They are true shepherds leading and feeding and protecting you with this decision to go online only. But even in the midst of all this, we can celebrate all that God did in the last week. Isn't it amazing? Can we stop? We had an amazing year, but can we stop to celebrate 136 people that were baptized in our last baptism? 443 people were born again through our Sunday services and Christmas on Broadway. So wherever you are at home, wherever you see this, I want you to clap, to shout unto God. This is revival time. I want you to put something in the chat. Glory to God in the chat. We celebrate this outpouring. You know, this revival, this harvest, you know, that in the last weeks, I shared with Pastor Tim that in prayer I really felt, I had this expression in my spirit that God is doing something at Times Square Church, that it will be called the Times Square Church outpouring. And Pastor Carter was saying to Pastor Tim that he had in his heart this thought that God is preparing what will be called the New York revival. So God is moving, and be sure to join us for a special online-only concert of worship and praise on YouTube this Friday, New Year's Eve, with Natalie Grant and the Times Square Church Choir. It's going to be wonderful to finish the year in worship in the presence of God and enter into the new year in the presence of God. And of course, be sure to join us in person, on site, as we start off the new year next Sunday, January 2nd, with our general overseer, Pastor Carter Conlon. And Pastor Carter, as you know, will come in, as always, with a word fresh from God for us in person next week, January 2nd. You know, as I was in a season of fasting and prayer recently, and I was praying a special morning for Pastor Tim, for the elders, for the wonderful work that God is doing in Times Square Church, and I felt prompt for a long season of prayer, felt prompt and led and kept by the Spirit in intercession with these words from 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 9, where the Apostle Paul says, "For a great and effective door has opened to me, but there are many enemies or many adversaries." And I believe that this word to be prophetic for such a time as this for TSC, that as Pastor Tim and the whole team in the last 2 years have been plowing and breaking up the fallow ground and praying and fasting and preaching the word without compromise and stepping out in incredible mercy and compassion and generosity, both locally in the city and in the nations, and taking steps of faith with putting online and the services online and reaching now tens of thousands and back in person and the glory of God being in the services, that this year will be preparing, that in the spirit, I really felt that God was preparing a great harvest, a great outpouring, but that as Paul says, there's a great and effective door open to you, open to us as a congregation in Times Square Church, but the adversaries are there. There are many adversaries. And I want to look at today to a psalm you know well, Psalm 23, the 23rd Psalm. And my title today is a Table in the Presence of My Enemies. A Table in the Presence of My Enemies. And we're going to read together this psalm that you know well, but I'm going to ask the Lord to make it alive and fresh. I believe we are to finish the year and enter into the new year with Psalm 23 and all of us fixed at a table in the presence of our enemies. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table. Here it is. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He sets a table for us, a table in the presence of my enemies. Now, in this great psalm, there's a call to come to the table and where my soul will be restored, and my heart will be without fear, and my head will be anointed with oil, and my cup will run over all the days, and I will apply it this way, all the days of 2021 and 2022. Now, isn't that what we would all want and desire? To finish the year and enter into new year with this testimony, I come to the table and my soul is restored. My heart is without fear. My head is anointed with oil. And my cup runs over all the day and will run over all the day of 2021 and 2022. And that is, in fact, all the promises of Psalm 23 depend on you and me being at the table. That is the paradox of Psalm 23. It is what we just described is God's promises and desire for us at the table. But the paradox of this spiritual picture in Psalm 23 is that there are enemies at the table. It's a paradox of this spiritual picture of Psalm 23 that is often so missed or ignored, that Psalm 23 is a warfare psalm, that there are enemies at the tables. The blessings and promises are not automatic. They're not guaranteed. They're not without a fight. We have access and abundance to these promises at the table, but there are many adversaries at the table. It's a stirring picture of shepherd and sheep and pastures and still waters and goodness and mercy, but surrounded with enemies, a warfare zone, a zone of combat, a bloody battlefield, but in the middle, people of God sitting at God's table in front, in the presence of our enemies. And I believe that there are three thoughts with which we should finish the year and enter into the new year. The first one is what I call the call of the table. I must ask him to be my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I will lack nothing. I shall not want. Psalm 23 is written by a shepherd, by David. And he knew so well the extent and reality of the shepherd-sheep relationship. of to what extent the sheep depended on the shepherd every day. That's why he renews his call to God every day. He says, "The Lord is my shepherd. Oh God, be my shepherd." Please understand that when God, in all of Scripture, Jesus used this metaphor of he is the good shepherd and we are the sheep. So when God, in all of Scriptures, compares us to sheep, he's not paying us an enormous compliment. Now, please be okay. It's not an insult. He's not putting us down. But it's a lucid and so important reminder as to what extent we need the call of the table. To what extent we need a shepherd. We need to call on God. Be my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Now, when you look at sheep in Scripture, when you look at that metaphor, that picture of sheep, you have to know a little bit about sheep. Sheep don't see well. They don't see far. They're not always very steady. The weight of what they've picked up and accumulated that they now carry becomes very often too often for them to bear, and they fall. Sheep don't take the best decisions. Sheep are vulnerable to parasites in their eyes and in their ears. So they tend to be impulsive. They fight a lot among themselves. They drift away from the shepherd, and they're easily and often they can fall and get stuck in places that they cannot get out of without the shepherd pulling them out. By themselves, they tend to isolate from God, from the shepherd, and from the flock, thus becoming easy prey to the enemy, the wolves and the bears. Now, does that remind you of anyone? The Bible calls us sheep, and he's the shepherd. And when David says, "Be my shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd," he is willing to admit something that many of us need to come back to today. He's saying, "I need God. I need, like the sheep need me, I need God to be my shepherd." He's crying out even to his enemy's face, "The Lord is my shepherd." He's not only my shepherd yesterday. He's not my shepherd in the past. I need God. I need my shepherd to lead me, to feed me, to restore me, to rest me, to protect me. God is asking you today, as we come to the end of this year, will you allow me? Let me be your shepherd. Will you allow me to continue or to deepen a Psalm 23 relationship with you? The question, are you ready to finish 2021 with a renewing and, if necessary, a repentant heart in regards to his table and to this call? Are you willing to say, "Lord, I've drifted away. Lord, I need to come back. I need to finish the year with my song and my heart fixed on you. The Lord is my shepherd." A call of the table. I must ask him to be my shepherd anew. I need a rod of protection, your rod of protection against my enemies. I need your rod of correction against myself, against the enemies inside of me. I need your staff for direction. I need your rod and your staff. They alone can comfort me and calm me and appease me and restore my soul. I need you to make me to lie down and find rest, because on my own, I can't find the still waters. On my own, I run myself into exhaustion. I need you to restore my soul. I call on you, be my shepherd, because if I am my shepherd, Pastor Claude is my shepherd, I will lack everything. I will lack everything. I will be in need of everything. If I am my own shepherd, if you are your own shepherd, we will lack everything. If pleasing others lead me as my shepherd, I will lack everything. If money is my shepherd, if career only is my shepherd, If material success only leads me, drives me, if my own frustrations and anger and plain I can't stand this pandemic anymore leads me and pushes me and drives me, is my shepherd. If divisiveness, the offense, the anger of social media lead me, is my shepherd. And if the spirit of this world is my shepherd, I will lack everything. But if the Lord is my shepherd, be my shepherd. If I renew the call, I will long for nothing. I will lack nothing. I shall not want because of the Lord is my shepherd. Listen to me. The enemies and adversaries at the table before us are numerous, are many, as we come to the end of 2021. And we look, some of us, in our humanity, we look anxiously at 2022. What will happen? Almost two full years into this awful pandemic. Adversaries are numerous. Adversaries at the table. Fatigue is there, and fear and frustration. We feel worn out. We feel all our plan went up in flames and we can't plan anything. The insecurity, the loneliness, the isolation, the uncertainty can eat up at your soul. But He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. The call of the table. I must ask Him again. Be my shepherd. David was surrounded with a horde of enemies set on stealing his rest, throw him in the agitated and dangerous waters to wound and to feed poison and torment to his soul, to tempt him and lure him in sin from the paths of righteousness where goodness and mercy abound. So he says, he makes me, God makes me, he makes me find rest in green pastures. He makes me because for many of us, unless he makes us lie down, unless he makes us slow down at his table, we never find the still waters ourselves. We never find the still waters in His presence. We never find the green pastures of our own, of His supernatural rest. We need to come to the table where rest is found. So many enemies attacking our rest and peace in this last Sunday of 2021. The delays in everything and the discouragement and defeats maybe in your life. And some, I feel such compassion. I know some in the last year have been through a divorce or death. There's somebody missing at the family table this Christmas. And you're walking through this year and divorce and maybe a diagnosis that have been terrifying your heart. And all of this creating doubt and dread. I need to come to the table where He will lead me to lie down, where He will restore my soul. Maybe it's time for us, before this year is over, to stop and just admit to our Creator who knows everything. Lord, my soul has been attacked. My soul has been poisoned. My soul has been hardened, wounded, discouraged, polluted, betrayed, rejected, isolated. I need you. I need you to restore my soul. And in the midst of all the battles, the enemies around us, the King of all kings, the Lord of lords, the Alpha and Omega, the Creator of all things, calls us to His table. To His table of peace, and His table of resurrection, His table of restoration. He says, come to my table. He says, I want to be your shepherd. I will make you to lie down. I will lead you. I will protect you. I'll guide you. I'll teach you. That's His promise. In Psalm 25, 9 and 10, the humble He guides in justice. And the humble He teaches His way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep His covenant and His testimonies. Listen to me. If you decide, I'm leading, if you say, I have the reins, I'm leading, I'm the shepherd, I'm the captain of my own ship and of my own destiny, you will lose everything. You will burn out. You'll burn yourself out. You will lose everything. You'll break everything in your life. and you will hurt the people closest to you. So the question is, do I have the humility? The humble he guides, the humble he teaches. Do I have the humility to admit and to ask of him today as this year comes to an end? Lord, without you, I don't know how. I don't know when to stop. I don't know how to rest. Without you, I don't find rest for my soul. I need you to take me, Good Shepherd. I need you to feed me. I need you to teach me. I need you to guide me. Psalm 25, 12 and 13 and 15. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and there'll be a blessing not only for you, but for your whole family. Your descendants shall inherit the earth. My eyes are ever towards the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the nest. Question, who needs rest and who needs restoration as we come to the end of this pandemic year? 100% of us, in one aspect of our lives or another, need rest. I need restoration in my joy, need restoration in my faith, my trust in him, my zeal, my enthusiasm, restoration in patience. I need my confidence to be restored. I need my peace to be restored. I need joy to be restored. All of us need to release to him so he would fill us again. Don't miss this. My eyes are ever towards the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. God does not only want you, God doesn't want you to stay in this pattern of the shepherd sheep at the level where you get in trouble, you get in a hole or in a ravine that you can't get out of, and then the shepherd saves your neck for you to run in it again year after year after year. No, he wants you to learn to have your eyes towards him. Be my shepherd today. Be my shepherd tomorrow. Guide me. Teach me, show me. My eyes are towards you. Pluck my feet out of the net of my heredity, the net of my culture, the net of my family, the net of what has been a bondage in my life for so many years. How to break the devilish and toxic patterns in my life. That pattern, right? I fall, he rescues me, and I fall again and again. No, he shall teach me in the way that he chooses. God doesn't want, he wants you at his table before your enemies. He doesn't want you to only be salvaged. He wants you to become solid in him. Not only to be out of woundedness temporarily, but into worship, into his will, walking in wisdom. Not only to be comforted, but to be corrected so you change and you conquer. Not only to be blessed for a moment and brought to peace, like the sheep just got salvaged. No, but to learn to build and to protect your family, your life, your destiny, your marriage, your couple in peace. Do I have the humility to call on him? I need you to be my shepherd. Am I ready to fix my eyes on him? Do I acknowledge that there's an enemy and a conflict at the table? Psalm 23, 4 and 5, there's the call of the table. I must ask him to be my shepherd. But then there's the conflict of the table. I must acknowledge. Look at this, Psalm 23, 4 and 5. Yea, though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare, here it is. Here's the conflict. Here's the confrontation at the table. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and there you anoint my head with oil, and my cup runs over. Acknowledge, just a few definitions. Acknowledge, to acknowledge is to say that you accept or do not deny the truth of the existence of something. So we must acknowledge and discern and accept and acknowledge there's a battle going on at this table. There's a spiritual warfare going on. To acknowledge is to regard or describe someone or something as having or deserving a particular status. They acknowledged him as their king, as their leader. We must come to the table and say, Lord, I acknowledge that I cannot go through this coming year without you as my shepherd, without you as my king. I acknowledge that. Acknowledge is to tell or show someone that something, such as a message, has been received, has been accepted. The message acknowledged, reception of a message. We need to acknowledge this message before God. We must know, we must hear and renew this message today. I need him to be my shepherd. There is a call of the table, and there's a conflict at this table. Psalm 23 could be the most misquoted and misunderstood in the whole Bible. It is always presented in some bucolic way. It's always a picture. Actually, I was smiling because I found there's actually a website that sells merchandise all on Psalm 23. And it's all these picture of Jesus, the shepherd, who looks very, very mellow with a perfectly white lamb, innocent lamb on his shoulder. You know that picture of Jesus with the lamb on his shoulder. And actually, there's all this merch, entire website of Christian merch, bookmarks and paintings and tablecloths and pillows and bed covers, all with the shepherd and the sheep on the shoulder, as if Psalm 23 was a syrupy Hallmark card, Rockwell-type, quaint scenery of utopic cuteness and bliss. It's not. Psalm 23 is a warfare psalm. It's a table in front of many enemies. It's the valley of the shadow of death. Now, of course, as a pastor, I have spoken, and of course, oftentimes, we quote Psalm 23 at funerals. But it is not a psalm for the dead. It is a psalm. It's not a psalm for funeral. It's a psalm of faith. It's a psalm for the living. I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Many Christians try to live as if Psalm 23 read this way. When I walk far away, completely preserved and kept from the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you keep me away from it all. No. No. Psalm 23 is when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. The reason why I don't fear is because I'm at your table, because you walk with me. We all walk through the valley. Many online preachers and teachers of Psalm 23, they teach it as if Psalm 23, the 23 read, to you prepare a table before me in your presence only, just me and God. When I look far away at the enemies, as I feast at your table, completely untouched, completely preserved, away from. No, you prepare a table in the presence of my enemies. It's an incredible picture. It's a bloody battlefield, but in the middle, enemies all around. But there's a table in God's presence where there's protection, and when there's power and there's purpose, and in God's protection, there's this strength, supernatural strength and protection. Now, please, if you doubt in any way that Psalm 23 is not this bucolic walk in the pastures with a perfectly white lamb on your shoulder, no. If you doubt in any way that Psalm 23 is a psalm of warfare, let me ask you, have you read the context of Psalm 23? Have you ever read Psalm 22? Then 24, 25, well, what surrounds this one thought, text out of context, biblical text out of context becomes a pretext. So look at the passages. I'm just reading a few. I could read a lot more. I'm giving you this as a homework. You read before the end of the year. Read Psalm 22, then 23, a table in front of my enemies, and then 24, 25. Psalm 22, 12, that's the context. Many bulls, this is David. Many bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me. They gape at me with their mouths like a raging and roaring lion. Dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked have enclosed me. They're encompassing me. They're surrounding me. We're pretty far from the lamb on the shoulder of the mellow-looking shepherd. David was a psalmist. He was a shepherd, but he was a warrior. He was a man of war, and he's in a season of war when he writes. He sets a table before my enemies. Look at it. So you have that was Psalm 22. Psalm 23, he sets a table before me. He prepares it for me right in the presence of my enemies. Let's read Psalm 24:8. Who is the King of glory? He's the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. In battle. It is one of the deadliest misconceptions or lack of understanding of true kingdom, kingdom realities and victories and conquest. People who believe and preach that if you are blessed, if the Lord is strong and mighty on your behalf, that there will be no enemies. No, He's strong and mighty in battle. Don't be surprised. Don't be afraid. Don't be surprised as you see the glory of God on Times Square Church all through this year and at the end of this year, that there will be enemies, that there would be battles. The Lord is mighty in battle. The table is in the presence of the enemies. Psalm 25, consider my enemies, O God, for they are many and they hate me with cruel hatred. I want to be clear with you as this year comes to an end. Wake you up spiritually if necessary. There is an enemy of your soul that hates everything of God in you, that is there to kill and to steal and to destroy your marriage, your life, your walk with God, your destiny, your testimony. There is a spiritual battle in the valley of the shadow of death. This fight to death is real in 2021, and it will be real in 2022. You cannot walk through it without the table. You can't leave the table. You have to come back to the table. Be my shepherd. Be my shepherd. Anoint my head with oil. Come, oh God, and comfort me and lead me and protect me. It is only at the table of His presence, His promises, His word, in worship, with His people, in His house, at home, as I feed my spirit with His presence and His word, that at His table will He restore my soul and anoint my head with oil. When I was one of my trips to Israel, I spent a half a day with a group of us, small group of us, spent a half a day with a shepherd in Israel. We know nothing about sheep. There's a lot of stuff that's written about sheep that's just folklore. But this was a man who spent his whole life with sheep in Israel. He was there in the midst of his sheep and explained many things to us. And he was explaining some scriptures to us and Psalm 23 in particular and explaining that stayed with me and explaining that sheep will often be very vulnerable to parasites that come in and infest, poison their eyes and in their ears. And they come to a place where they can't see, they can't hear, and the torment is such that he said it's not rare to see a sheep that is filled with parasites to actually ram their heads into a rocket. So, and the shepherd will actually hold the sheep and anoint and heal the eyes and the head and the ears with oil to bring calm back. I need to be at his table so that he will anoint my head with oil, so that when I come into seasons where I don't see his plans anymore, I don't see his faithfulness, I don't see his purposes, I don't see his faithfulness in my past and in all my history with him and in all his history with all mankind. And when I can't hear his voice anymore, he anoints my head with oil. And then my cup runs over again. It's the call of the table. I must ask him to be my shepherd. It's the conflict of the table. I must acknowledge the battle, the enemy. And I close with this. There's the cleansing of the table. I must take authority. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Verse 5 and 6. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And here's the position, here's the decision that we face and that we must lay hold of as we end this year and begin the new one. And I will dwell in your house. I will dwell at your table. I will stay at your table. I will be found at your table in the house of the Lord forever. The table is prepared. God prepares it for us. Everything we need to face every day of the next years until He comes. He's prepared the table. He made the reservation. He paid the bill with His own blood, and He's waiting for us every day at His table. I must decide to dwell at the table. The table is prepared. But I must decide to dwell. It is so easy for us. It is actually one of the enemy's most constant, relentless attack to keep us away from the table. Because it is so easy for us to neglect the table, to drift away from the table, to become the shepherd of our own lives, if I can say it this way, to limit the table. The table is where God wants to have communion with us from the first to the last book of Scripture. I knock at your door. Allow me to open so we could sit at the table together, so I could feed your heart, so I could anoint your head, so I could lead you, speak you, make you to rest. And we could drift away so much, and we can reduce the table. You know, there's many ways to have a meal. Many of us in 2021 have been tempted in all the hustle and bustle and all the frantic pace of life to say, God, thank you so much for your table, but I'm going to take it to go. I'm going to take my coffee to go. I'm going to drive through this meal. It's been real, but I got to fly. I got to go. No, you must stop. You must stop. You must turn off other things and say, Lord, I must be found at your table. That's my decision. I must clean up my table. Take my Lord God, I want to remain at your table. I will dwell at your table. Because it's always so easy for us to drift away, to take it for granted for days, months. But it's even possible, and I shudder, but I felt it to give this warning. It's even possible for us to go from the table of the Lord, the table who brings peace to my soul, and to go back and forth from the table that gives peace to my soul to the table that pollutes my soul. You know, when Paul taught on the table of the Lord on communion in 1 Corinthians 10:21, he wrote this, and the Holy Spirit used him to write this. You cannot drink of the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and of the table of demons. I hear some of you, you're saying, well, Pastor Claude, you're way too intense. Chill out. You're exaggerating. I'm not at the table of demons. Our shepherd, Jesus said, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He's an accuser. He's a thief. And you must take authority over your table. You must take authority over your table. So the question is, have I opened and even pulled up a chair for the enemy at my table? You see, if I don't take my place at the table, if I am not dwelling at the table, the enemy finds a place at our table. Have I been going back and forth from the Lord's table to my enemy's table in this last year? From the table of blessing to allowing a place, a table of bitterness, from a table of glory to a table of gossip, from a table of his word and worship, and then a table of worldliness and of what is worthless spiritually, from the table of communion even to a table of criticism, a table of holiness to the table of the hypocrites. David cleaned up his table. David understood he needed not only to come to the table in the middle of the wilderness, but he needed to take authority over his table in God's name, in our new covenant, in Jesus' name. David said it this way in Psalm 26:4-5. I have not sat with idolatrous mortals, nor will I go with the hypocrites. I have hated the assembly of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. And he said this before social media was real. So this is my commitment. This is my heart as this year comes to an end. I need to take authority over my table. I will not sit with the haters and the assembly of the criticizers and the evildoers. Tables of division and accusation and anger and bitterness. I refuse the assembly of evildoers. As we come to the end of 2021, can we come together, cleanse our table, take authority over our table? David did. Psalm 26:6-8, 23rd, 24, 25, 26. I will wash my hands in innocence. I will go about your altar, O God. I'm going to come to your table, O Lord, that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all your wondrous works, O Lord. I have loved your table. I've loved your habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Beloved, Times Square Church has been a place where the glory of God has dwelt and moved and changed lives and transformed lives in an increasing way, year after year and decade after decade. And we stand in a place, and we stand in a place where the glory of God dwells. And we say, oh God, I'm going to take authority over my table. I'm gonna command what needs to be commanded off my table. I'm not going to go from table of destiny to the table of demon, table of the Lord to table of lust. No, when the enemy comes at my table, lies and says, other tables are better, I'm going to stay at God's table. When the enemy comes and says the table of blessings of the past history of Times Square Church were the only tables, we say, no, I see the glory of God dwelling at our table, at our church now. And we will declare, mark my words, I believe I'm not a prophet, but like Amos, I believe that I'm a pastor who has a word that can announce things to come as the Holy Spirit puts it on our hearts. I believe that these words will be our testimony in 2022. Times Square Church, we will proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of the wondrous works of God as we stay at his table. As we stay at his table, I refuse the liar at the table who says it's too late for your marriage, too late for your couple, too late for your destiny. No, too late for you to gain victory of what has been overcoming you. No, he has prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I refuse the liar who says I will be defined by my scars. When I come to the Lord's table and I fix my eyes on my shepherd who sits at the table with me, and he feeds me and he anoints my head with oil, and I refuse to be defined by the scars in my life, I declare by faith at the Lord's table, I see I will be defined by the scars of the hands that feed me at this table, that restores, that applies his anointing to my mind and restores my heart. And though I walk, no matter what I will walk through in 2022, though I walk through the very valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Will you pray with me today? Can we make this a holy moment, a covenant moment? Can we pray together? Lord, you prepared a table for me in the very presence of my enemies. So, Lord, I call on you today, and I declare it again, afresh, anew. Be my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Oh, God, be my shepherd today. If I drifted away, be my shepherd today. Lord, at your table, cause me to find, to rest, and find the still waters. At your table, anoint my head with oil. At your table, oh God, lead me in the paths of righteousness. Constantly I will lift my eyes to you this year. So you set my feet, you free my feet from the nets that have bound me in the past. Lord, I will be at your table. Even in the valley of the shadow of death, I will walk with you. And I declare by faith that surely, as I stay at your table, even in the presence of my enemies, goodness and mercy will follow me every day of 2022, in Jesus' name. And all of God's people seated at his table say amen. Before we go, I want to address you. All over the world, you're following this message from the Times Square Church pulpit. And our pastor, Pastor Tim DeLena, every week makes a call for you that need to come to God or to come back to God. It's a need for you to be born again. If you hear this message of come to the table, the Lord is my shepherd, please understand that he's offering his table to you today, where your soul can be restored, where your heart can be without fear, where your head can be freed from the torment and the guilt and the condemnation and the shame, and where your cup can run over with a peace and a forgiveness and a confidence and a hope for the future that you You have no idea. Our eyes cannot even imagine. Our mind cannot conceive how when God, when we come to His table and we surrender to Him, to Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior, how the cup begins to run over. God's table is a table that includes you, that calls on you. You know, when I was a boy, I hated it. I don't know how your Christmas was yesterday, but when I was a young boy, they would always have a table for the adults and a table for kids, and I hated it. I would scream out. When I was a kid, I would cause a fit. I would throw a fit because I hated to be at the lesser table. I hated not to be included at the big table where there's a lot of stuff that we didn't have at the kids' table. I want you to know that there's a place for you at the table, that all are included at the table, that God calls you. There's nothing you could have done. There's nothing you could have done that would prevent you from being called and loved and invited to this table. Because it's a table where nothing is impossible. You understand that the history of the world is separated with a before Jesus Christ and after Jesus Christ, B.C., A.D., after deity. That really, when we look at it every day, when we look at it, that all of human history is separated on before and after Christ. That when we look at the date of the December 19th or December 26th today, to 2021, it is the year 2021 after Jesus Christ. And not only history, but millions and millions of people can tell you, can testify that there's a before Christ and after Christ in their life. And today could be your day. Today could be your moment. When I was a boy, what my mom would say most often about the table would be, yeah, have you washed your hands before coming to the table? I want you to know that is specifically what distinguishes Christianity, biblical faith, faith in Christ, the table of the Lord, from any other religious movement in the world where you have to clean your hands and climb up and try to deserve to be accepted by God. Christianity is God coming to us and offering us the table. And He says, come as you are to my table. Come with, just bring me your heart. Just come and bring me your life and your messes and your hurt and your past. Just come to the table. Can I close with this? This table is a table of the impossible. It's a table of inclusion, but it's also a table with an invitation. Come back to my table. When my kids were teenagers, after we would have supper and after a while they would say, Mom, Dad, can I be excused? Can I leave the table? And maybe as we come to the end of this year, you've left the table. Through bitterness, through hurt, disappointments, or sin just drifted, caused you to drift away. You've left the table. It's time for you to come back, to finish this year at God's table. So today you could pray with me, Lord Jesus, I come back to your table. I acknowledge my need of you. I confess my sins to you. I confess my missing of the mark. That's what sin is to you. I come to you. I confess you are my Lord. You're my shepherd. You are my Savior. And I come to you today and I want to grow at your table, learn at your table, be freed at your table. I need for you to restore my soul and anoint my head and free my mind and my spirit. And I give my life to you. I come back to you today. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you prayed this prayer, if you decided to be born again and to accept Christ as your Savior or to come back to Him, I'm going to encourage you to text DECIDED to 51,000. Text DECIDED 51,000. Somebody's there. We have gifts we want to send to you. There's somebody there to talk with you, pray with you, to accompany you. And to all of you, please Remember to join us online, online only, but this Friday, New Year's Eve, for a beautiful concert of praise and worship with Natalie Grant and the Times Square Church Choir. We're going to finish the year in worship and praise. Enter 2021 in worship and praise on behalf of all of us. We love you so much. You are in our hearts and in our prayer. God bless you and Happy New Year. Stay at the table.